Tablet 11, Reincarnation. If we say that Islam does not believe in reincarnation, then we are saying that God cannot reincarnate. That is directly opposed to the Quran's teaching of Allah verily is able to do all things. Also, reincarnation is the way to believe in the justness of God. If all men have only one lifetime, and a man is born in an environment where he never had a chance to progress and or be told of the realities of the scriptures and God, then God cannot judge him. But if he is reincarnated again and again, and warned and tested that he refuses to be guided, then it is justified for him to be drowned into illusion, be punished. Some people argue that, if I have been in this world before, why do I not remember my past life? The answer is that it is the soul which will be reincarnated, and the soul does not have memory. Soul just is. It receives the experiences of each lifetime. It is the unit consciousness, which by linking to the astral body and brain, has memory, and receives its information and memories by using the storage rooms of the brain in each lifetime. However, all things will also be stored in the universal mind, Akashic Records, which humans can have access to only when in very high consciousness. Those who change the scriptures and destroy some revelations revealed by God, therefore are doing it in vain, because some prophet will come later on and bring the truth back to humanity by using the universal mind. That is why we do not remember our past lifetimes. But if we start meditating and analyzing ourselves, we will have experiences which will assure us we have been here before. Because the soul had been impressed by the experiences in past lifetimes, it would react in such a way in different situations that we would, by realizing the self deeper, know that it had had some experiences before that causes it to now know how to act in this lifetime. Also, the memory of the past can be obtained from the Akashic Records by His grace. Surah the Cow, Al-Baqarah. The ability of God to kill or to give life, reincarnation. And remember when you said, O Moses, we will not believe you until we see God face to face, and a lightning overtook you, you were witness thereof. Then, after you were downfallen, we revived you, that you might be grateful. God has the power to bring to life whomever He wants, anytime He wants. Also, He can cause extinction to anyone at any time He wants. Surah the Family of Imran, Ali Imran. You bring the living from the dead and bring the dead from the living. God is able to bring forth the living from the dead. Allah in the Quran is an able God. He can do whatever He wishes to do. So if He is an able God and can bring the dead from the living and the living from the dead, then He is also able to reincarnate. Because if we say He cannot reincarnate, then we are saying that He is not an able God, as Prophet Muhammad taught, and I raise the dead by God's permission. It is God who will decide to raise or cause to die. It is God who can reincarnate or not reincarnate. It is God who can send the same person again and again to this earth, or decide not to. It is God who can send some people sometime, or another people another time. Or it is God who does not send at all. So again, if we say God cannot reincarnate, then we are saying He is not an able God. We are saying what He can do or what He cannot do. He can do whatever He wants to do. Surah Cattle. Al-Anam. Surely it is God who sprouts the grain of corn and the date stone. Verily it is He who brings forth the living from the dead and brings forth the dead from the living. Such is God. He created this universe and is the knower of the laws of this universe. He can bring the dead from the living and the living from the dead. He can do whatever He wants to do. He can reincarnate too. If He can bring you once to existence, then He can bring you to this world again. The problem is that many think they are their bodies. We are not our bodies, but our souls, consciousness. The body might change, but the consciousness does not. Surah the Heights, Al-Araf. There shall you live, and there you shall die, and from there you will be brought forth. He said these things to Adam and Eve. So they will live on earth, they will die, and again they will be brought forth from the dead. The Lord God can bring into life whomever He wants. He can reincarnate. Surah Jonah, Yunus. Reincarnation to the gross world in order to progress and learn the lessons of life. If God would have passed the judgment on humanity for the consequence of their evil actions, as quickly as they desire to acquire good, the period of their lives would already have expired. But we allow those who do not believe in meeting with us to wander in their transgressions blindly, stay in ignorance, so that they might progress. So they, humans, will be left to live in the material world and would be reincarnated again and again until truly judged, and then a decision would be made about them. But we shall allow those who do not believe in meeting with us to wander in their transgressions blindly. Surah the Romans, Ar-Rum. Observe, therefore, the signs of God's mercy everywhere, how He quickens the earth after its death. He is the one who gives life to the dead, for He is able to do all things. So He can quicken the soul also and reincarnate it again to a new life. He is able to do all things. Surah the Wind-Curved Sand Hills. Al-Aqaf. Have not they realized that God, who has created the heavens and the earth, and was not wearied thereafter? So God did not rest on the seventh day from exhaustion, but He became a witness entity of His self-sustaining universe. Has the ability to give life to the dead also. He is able to do all things. Surah Ayn al-Hadid. Reincarnation. The ability of God to quicken or to bring the spirit to higher consciousness or rebirth, and to kill or to take to further ignorance or death. He is able to do all things. God has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth. He is the giver of the life and causes death, and is able to do all things. Sira Noah Na. And he then made you to return thereto, and will bring you back again anew. Sira, he frowned, Abasa. God can bring men to life when he wills. God created man and set a measure for him to follow. Then he eased the way for him, and then caused him to die and be buried. Then he brings him to life when he wills. No, man has not yet fulfilled what he had commanded him. God can reincarnate and bring man back to life even before resurrection, spiritual or physical, which is the same as reincarnation, because we know the body, cells, do not stay the same in a life period. So it is the soul that assumes a new body, as he did in the case of Elijah, John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah, Elias. Also, he set a measure for him to follow. But man failed and has not become what God wanted him to be. It is only through many lifetimes and reincarnations that he will eventually reach perfection as he willed him to become.
Resistance to believe in prophets. Prophets speak the truth, but the human does not want to hear the truth. He is like a little child who becomes very angry, cries, and tries to change the mind of his parents to give him back his toys to play with, or when he does all the things necessary to try to persuade others to conform to his unreasonable whims. Humans also do not want to hear the truth. They follow the one who inflates their false egos. Prophets, however, tell them that they have to put the illusion of this external world aside and become divine. Although they see the truth revealed by prophets, because it is not according to the demands of their lower nature, they disregard it. If the prophet insists, as they did in the past, they may even kill him. But there will always be a great disaster and a lesson for the disbelievers of the prophets of the time until humanity understands those lessons given by history and surrender to the truth. Sira al-Hajj. Humans always ridicule messengers. Ever a messenger was sent to them, they mocked him. Verse 11. Sira the poet Ash-Shuara. Fear of prophets to be rejected. Moses pleaded, My Lord, I fear that they would reject me. Verse 12. These verses below show that simple people, meek, humbled, believe easier because they are not arrogant. And they answered, Shall we believe you when the lowest of the people follow? Noah said, What knowledge do I have of what they have been doing in their past, their previous lives? Only my Lord can judge them. If you could understand, only God and his sons can judge those who have overcome. Revelation 21:7. I am not here to drive away the believers. I am only a plain warner. 1:11-1:15. Resistance of humans to believe in prophets. They said, You, Tamal, are but a human being, like unto us. Then bring us a sign, if you are of the truthful. Verses 1:53-1:54. Humans always look for miracles instead of concentrating on the truth of the teachings of the prophet. Sira, the wind-carved sand hills. Poor people, humbled, have fewer concepts, pride, and fear than others in accepting a new revelation. The disbelievers say of those who have believed, if the Quran had been any good, they, the poor and lowly, would not have accepted it before us, since they, the unbelievers, are not guided by its truths, so they say this is a fabricated lie from the ancient sayings, verse 11.